Again, God's grace and peace be to all of you, to nieces and nephews, sister-in-laws and friends, to our family of faith here at St. John. God's grace and peace be to all of Betty's acquaintances and friends gathered this morning. As I mentioned before, we're gathered, yes, a sister in Christ has been called home, but we're gathered really to celebrate the joy and the hope and the assurance of the resurrection. And just a side note, either you, out of honor, left Betty's spot open here in the front of the church, or I should make all of you move over into that spot right there. On Monday evening at Seward Hospital, Aunt Betty received what she had been waiting for. Phoebe, you were there at that time. She had been longing for many years, ever since Art was called to his eternal rest, that she could see her dear Art, but more importantly, be in the presence of Jesus. And so it was in the Lord's timing at 95 years, 5 months, and 19 days that God called her home. As I have aged myself, I have come to learn as a follower of Christ that coincidences don't happen. I have learned to label what some label as coincidences as God incidences. I believe in a God who is omniscient and omnipotent, the same God Betty placed her hope and trust in. And so I label coincidences God incidences because I believe all things work together for good for those who fear and love God. Betty was probably not the one who would use the term God incidents, but she would use the phrase, the hand of the Lord. And Dottie, you had the privilege to sit with her and listen to many stories, the hand of the Lord stories. So I propose for the next few moments that we should focus our thoughts on that theme, the hand of the Lord, that life is in the hand of the Lord. Thinking of that statement, that's quite a statement of faith. Betty, by God's grace, could look back over those 95 years and see that life was not filled with chance or with luck, but with an omniscient and omnipotent Lord in his gracious hand. Hear the words of Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. Oh, we may not understand all the ways of the Lord, or the works of his hands, and yet Betty, along with all of us, I pray, can join in with the psalmist this day and say, it's good to give thanks to you, Lord, when we stop and see your great works, the works of your hands. The works of God's hands in the life of Betty Herpelsheim. One could go all the way back to the beginning of life because all of life is in the Lord's hands. We can see that the Lord opened his hand and blessed her with the gift of Christian parents. Her parents, a couple of your grandparents, Martin and Emma Newland. Betty was blessed along with her 5 siblings to be blessed with parents who looked to Christ and found their hope. Parents who took their 6 little ones and pointed them to the cross. Alongside of your mother, her other sisters and her brothers, they saw Jesus through Martin and Emma. And the Lord led Martin and Emma also to use the blessing of a parochial school in South Chicago, St. Paul's Lutheran in Dalton. And there, through the gift of Christian teachers, again, the Lord showed his hand a blessing in pointing these little students to Christ. In her notes that she shared with you, Dottie, she spoke of a first grade teacher. Not by name, but by position, that first grade teacher who the Lord used as an inspiration in Betty's life for a future calling. That teacher who took those little first graders and shaped their hearts along with Betty Niewald's heart to see Jesus in their classroom. Betty also commented and shared with various members of her family that the hand of the Lord was evident, though she did not understand as a young adult, but later in life she could see. That when the Lord called her mother, your grandmother, home at age 54, thus causing Betty to stay out of college for one more year, that later in life she could see the hand of the Lord and his timing and what he does in promising that all things work together for good. A delay in starting college at Concordia River Forest, but that delay then caused a God incident, I would call it, allowing a young first grade teacher at Grace Lutheran Church and School in Wellston, Missouri, in St. Louis County, to meet that associate pastor. Or maybe we should say that pastor met that teacher. What a blessing from the hand of the Lord, the gift of a husband. Art. Art making his connection to many of us here in Seward and bringing to Betty a last name with 13 letters in that she was proud of, Purple Shiner. And even in her latter years, she could see the hand of the Lord as the Lord led Art and Betty throughout their life, but even at the close of their years, from Edwardsville, Illinois, back to Art's hometown of Seward, on to Sun City, Arizona, and then back to Seward, the Lord providing all along the way, opening up his hand and keeping his promise to provide for every living thing. But let me back up from their retirement years, and even this week, let's go back again to the beginning. A life that was lived in the care of the Lord, all the way from the beginning. Yes, the Lord opened up his hand and he provided for Betty all the daily bread needs, I'll call them, and parents and siblings and schooling and vocation and a spouse. But more importantly, the Lord opened up his hand provided for Betty in the waters of baptism. Not only was she the daughter of Martin and Emma Niewald, but on October the 15th, 1922, God took little Betty, and he buried her with his son Jesus and raised her to new life in the watery grave of baptism there at St. Paul's Dalton. And the hand of the Lord blessed her as he brought her into the family. So to speak, as our Heavenly Father said to Betty as he waved his hand, "Follow me." And by faith, she did. She followed Jesus as he not only claimed her in the waters of baptism, but blessed her with faith, a faith that looked to the cross and found her hope there, a faith that many of us heard throughout her stories that she had to lean on, realizing her need in her life. Following by faith as a child of God, the Lord called her into various vocations. The wife of Art, a vocation she loved. Yes, she may have been in the hands of the Lord, but Art was the putty in her hands, right? But blessing each other in that marriage. The vocation as sister, the one who would always have care in her heart, even as your mom was much older, wanting to go to Chicago. I remember Judy sharing Betty was going to go and take care of her older sister. Betty was already 90 at the time. And the vocation of teacher, to go as one of the Lord's under-shepherds into the classroom and to shepherd the little lambs to the cross like her first grade teacher did at St. Paul's. And so she would enter that classroom, sometimes with flocks as large as 42 students in one year, and to shepherd them to provide for them the hope that is in Christ alone. And the one who opened up his hands and blessed her with the gift of faith also continued to shape her as one of his own in service to others, even in retirement, serving the blind and preparing plates for printing. But there's one place where the Lord really opened up his hands and shown his gift of grace to your aunt, your sister-in-law, your friend. And that was at a place called Calvary. There the hand of the Lord received nails. There the hand of the Lord bled out its lifeblood. There the hand of the Lord paid a price that Betty could not pay. There the hand of the Lord, pierced with nails, bleeding a lifeblood, paid the price for her brokenness, for Art's, for the sins of the whole world. And it was there at the cross that our sister in Christ found her joy, because it was Jesus who gave his life for the lambs of his flock. There is where she looked. Privileged, many of us on the pastoral team have had a chance, Pastor Radcliffe and myself, in worship, and Deaconess Juanita, and now Pastor Renford, just joining us to see in visitation her need to hear of Jesus and of his love, the fact that he came with his hands that were nail-pierced and paid the price for her sins. And so she knew that the hand of the Lord had blessed her. And it was also his hands that she could rest in and find comfort in. I got to hear the stories of the latter parts of her life. And each time that we seemed to visit, she shared her desire to be at home in heaven, her longing for Art, her struggle with her vision, and her aging. And so it was in those same hands, the Lord's hands, that she found her comfort, because she knew that he had taken care of her greatest need, her salvation. He would sustain her through the days ahead until he called her home. And so I propose that on Monday, a week ago, that it was the hand of the Lord that came and said to his daughter, "Come home." As he waved for her to come home, the piercing of the nail shone, but also the hand of love was shown waving to his little one and said, "Come home, the place is finished in the mansion." Simply the hand of the Lord announcing to his daughter the last blessing on this side of death's door before she entered inside the gates of heaven. I believe that Betty would be bold enough to say it wasn't coincidence, but it was the hand of the Lord from day one till last week that again led her and guided her, provided for her, saved her, and welcomed her. All because of what Christ Jesus had done for her at Calvary's cross. So she's in good hands. The Lord's hands. Whose hands are you in? Today, whose hands are you in? Are you in those same nail-pierced hands? If so, I pray that it fills you with great assurance and comfort, because the Lord, with his nail-pierced hands, has done amazing things for you. He's done the same thing, paying for your sins at Calvary's cross, opening them up and providing for your daily needs. And it's those same hands that will welcome you home. And if you're not sure whose hands you are in, know that those nail-pierced hands are saying, "Follow me. Follow me, because I went to Calvary's cross. I took those nails for you, and I'm the one who would love to welcome you home and show you what we have prepared for you inside the gates of heaven." May God grant us such faith to know that we're in good hands with Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which is beyond our ability to understand, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. And in response to God's word this day, I invite you to sing our next hymn.